EOTM Radio. Go to EOTMRadio.com and check out the blog site, EOTMblog.com. Yeah. EOTM Radio has the best music talk shows. EOTM Radio.
EOTM.
Yeah.
It's Mother Jesus, baby.
Hey, what's up? Holla at your girl, Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva Talk Show.
I can't do this anymore. I'm so tired. I'm tired of trying to fit into his schedule. No, I hear you. No. It's just that it used to be about us, but now it's all about him and what he has to do.
Really? I gotta meet you. want you to always be my girl. Even though I messed up, ooh, I messed up, you took good care, always took care of me. Baby, would you just stay?
Hey, hey, everyone, what's up?
No matter how many places I go, I will always call you home.
Everyone, welcome to Sweet Tea Talk Show. That was a new one by Tyree Gibson. Oh my God, I love it. I love it. But anyways, I want to just take time out to thank everyone that logged in to listen to my show this evening. I appreciate it because, like I say, around this time, you could have been doing anything in the world, but you took time out to listen to your girl. Holla at your girl. But anyways, we're gonna have fun, and what I do around this time, sissy humor, don't take nothing personal, like I always say. And I got my girl with me right now, Carla B in the house.
Yes, yes. What's up, girlfriend? Carla B is here. I'm here, girl. I'm here.
Wait a minute, Carla, because you know we finna act a fool, right?
Oh yeah.
But first, before I get into what we're going to talk about this evening, I wanted to just, you know, talk about a little bit of Tyrese Gibson. What you think about that song?
I love it. I love it. We actually, that track was Stay. It's an exciting time for Tyrese because all of his fans have been waiting for some new signature music, and I think we got it right there with Stay. But I was excited because we actually featured his video on our blog site a couple of weeks ago when it first premiered. So we were really excited about that, waiting until like 1 in the morning till his people said, okay, y'all can put it out. So it was exciting because we featured
it. You know what that means?
On EOTMblog.com. I've got to put it out there. But what
does
that mean?
That means you're a true fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm not just a true fan, but I'm a media outlet. So I got to get it in for the people, girl.
Girl, stop. But anyways, I want you to, since you got that little sassy voice on you, I want
you to
let
that you're trying to imitate also. I see.
I want
you
to laugh.
It sounds good tonight, though, girl. It sounded good.
You know I'm trying to keep up with you. But I want you to let all the listeners know what my topic is about this evening, since you have that little voice on you.
I think it's because I'm a media outlet and I do it right. But okay, however you put it, however you want to put it. Well, you sound like you having some funks, something right now.
I don't like the way you said that. I don't like the way you said that. Okay,
but
well, go. How about you go?
All these voices and laughs and stuff. That's what's up. Stop.
Okay.
Stop. The topic is relationship mistakes that women make. We'll be talking about some of the top relationship mistakes that women make. And just, you know, watching Sweet Tea's life, I've compiled a list of them. So that's 411, y'all.
Okay. And since you want to put somebody on the spot, call it
yeah.
B. Because I'm going to listen to sit out the closet. And since you want to put me in a hot seat, what you got for your girl?
Girl, oh, my God. Listeners, there's so many things. And I'll give you a brief history of me and Sweet Tea. That's my sister. So I got all the 44 years of her life.
44 years? What do you want to put us on
it? Just oh, she's not that old. But I guess the number one thing that I would say about Sweet Tea, and it's not just her, but it's a lot of women like her, and I have to admit, I've done this
excuse
well.
Me.
I've done this
me.
As well.
Excuse
Let me just
excuse
get it out there.
I'm only one in a million, sweetie. Go ahead.
Okay, but I've done this too. I think one of the number one things that women do in relationships, and this is a big mistake, is that they hack into emails or phones looking for suspicious messages and then go in and yell at their mate for some stuff that they've seen. And a lot of times it could be just a text that says, K, thanks, bye. And it's from a female, so you want to interpret a lot from a certain text. So I would say hacking into emails or phones looking for suspicious messages is probably the number one mistake that women make. Yeah. And another mistake women make is you're doing their radio talk show and their kids walk in and you hear the background noise. That's probably number two mistakes that women make. But, okay.
Wow.
I don't think you heard that one.
No, I think I need to hear that again.
No, you don't want to hear that one again.
I want to hear it again.
Okay, well, I don't know if you heard the one about the what I said, females hacking into emails or phones.
I heard all that.
Oh, so you don't want to hear the other one. I was making fun.
Yeah, I want to hear the other one. Call it B.
Oh, okay. You're scaring me.
Yeah, well, I think
I pulled up a phone line and let one of the listeners tell you what I said. How about that?
All righty, if you assist.
Okay, I think I'm going to open it up to Mocha D because I'm sure she heard everything I said. Mocha
oh, dog. Mocha D is in the house. Mocha D is in the house. What's up? What's up? Y'all
Mocha
so crazy.
D, Mocha D, what did she say? Because I didn't hear that last part.
Well, I did, but the number, I think, can I tell you what I think the number one problem is? Can I do that? Can I just jump right into that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think one of the number one main things that women do in a relationship is to get in the relationship and try to change that man, period. That's what
True
I think
that.
They make them is. Because, I mean, we ain't talking about no little kids. We ain't talking about no little teenagers. I'm talking about as far as grown folks. This man has already, you know, established who he be, okay, and how he going to be or whatever, and evidently pretty comfortable because he came into this relationship with that, thinking that that's what it took to get that woman. And obviously it was because he got the woman. But when women get in those relationships and start thinking, hey, I want him because he either look good or got some money or got a tough car or whatever her initial reason was, but she get in there and automatically, immediately start trying to change this man. I think that's a major problem. What do you think about that?
Well, personally, I never was in that situation because anyone I was attracted to or even liked, because you have to like to love and then love to fall in love, I accept that person the way they are. So I never experienced that, but I know some people have. So, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's just not even in my character because I know I'm a character. So you're going to love or hate it. So I treat people the way I want to be treated. So I've never been in that situation. So I can't really even talk on that one. What about you, Carla B?
No, I couldn't talk on that one either, and I definitely agree with
whatever
you.
Whatever, you guys. Whatever.
I mean, no, Monkey whatever. D, no, wait. Monkey D, look, we don't, as you say around this time, let's keep it 1,000. I mean, if we did, we didn't. But, you know, you got people out there probably
yeah,
did.
Absolutely.
But don't get mad because we, you know,
no.
Don't.
Well, you
so
know
what about you, Monkey
is.
D? What's up with
no,
you?
Yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah,
that's
yeah.
We touched the button there.
What?
So what's up,
Can I say
Mocha
something
D?
Real quick? Because she did ask me a question. I think that really comes down to the negotiables and non-negotiables you have and when you're looking for a mate. So I know that somewhat of my negotiables are at this point of time in my life. So I, you know, so what I have is that I know that I'm looking for a certain type of guy, and they don't fit within those standards. I'm not even giving him the time of day to change him because I
exactly.
don't have time in my life to change a man. I'm trying to get my stuff together, so.
So you know how it be, though. You know, you say that you can't really relate to it, but you meant personally. But you know there's many women that try to change this man. You know what? I was raised on the motto, the same thing it took to get your baby hooked, going to take the same thing to keep her. So, you know.
You got to, I'm kind of slow right now. You got to break that down.
No, I said the same thing. It was a song back in the days. The same thing it took to get your baby hooked is going to take the same thing to keep her.
Why you want to take us way back?
Listen, well, what my point is for saying that is to say this. A lot of times when you try to change that man and you wind up losing that man because you tried to change him and he's like, you know, this is it, this is me, whatever. Then you wind up trying to get that man back because you realize he wasn't so bad after all at the end of the day. You wind up with somebody that's even worse because the bottom line is you got to love people as they are and who they are. Everybody can improve, don't get me wrong, but you don't, you know, some women get drastic with it and start trying to act like he wrong for being a certain way that he is, and you know goddamn well he was like that when you got with him.
Exactly.
So what you mad about? What you tripping for? You know what I mean?
But you got those girls out there who also say, well, he'll change. But, you know, it was always funny to me when females said that because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying, Uncle D and Carla B? It is what it is. That's that person. Now, look, I look at it like this. You can't, like I tell my kids, you cannot help someone who do not want to be helped. Now, if that man wants to change for the better for himself or his relationship or even his kids, you know, it's he have to make that decision. So I don't understand females to think because they think they got those good cookies that, I'm going to be able to change him. No, sweetie, because I'm sure before you came along, somebody else tried. So it's just keep it real. You know what I'm saying? That's why you love people the way they are when you get involved in relationships. So like I was saying, I never experienced that because any relationship I got in, it is what it is. That was them and it was me. Holla at your girl.
You know what? If I may say something else, Sweet Sassy and Carla B, a lot of times that happens when you're in a relationship that you know wasn't compatible in the beginning and you think you can change it. For example, you get in a relationship with someone that's younger than you. And you be thinking that you're going to make this young dude a man, you know.
Why are you laughing for, Colby?
The bottom line is.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Mocha D. Because she in the background like, what's up?
Oh, nothing. Inside joke. That's all.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah, but the reason why I'm saying it ain't no personal reason.
Mm-hmm. I know, but you know, we all got sissy humans here.
No, but the reason why I'm saying that is a lot of times you find women that do get with younger guys, and even when her homegirls or whatever is telling her, you know what, he's too young. I mean, if he want to keep on playing the Nintendo,
and what's
you get
young
mad.
To you?
No,
what's young
you
to
get,
you?
Huh?
What's young to you? That's what I'm trying to figure out for all the listeners
out there. For example, when that teacher, you know, got pregnant by her little seventh grade student.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That was crazy.
I know that's extreme, but what I'm saying, what's young to me is not really relevant. It's just the fact that, you know, some older women get with some young dudes. Like, even if they're 22 or 23, they still in an age where they still want to do what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You see Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. That's a good example.
And at the end of the day, it's over because he still had to get that little lollipop out of him. He's still whatever.
Allegedly.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes women get those younger dudes and be like, you know, well, he's going to grow up and mature or whatever, but you steady getting more mature, too.
You know what, Mocha D? Like we always say around this time, we all on here, we all do agree on everything people saying on the show. So I just want to say, you know, I know some people who dated older dudes. And they still
and
get that.
Person. You're right. And vice versa.
They still haven't got that, lollipop out of them. So it depends what you with.
No, so, you know what?
I seen some things, and they was overage, and they still jumping fences, chasing girls, and blasting the music. It's like, who does that?
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's back to the point. You got to love it or leave it, you know what I mean? Or be willing and patient to really, especially when you're talking about a younger dude with an older chick, because, you know, we mature much faster than them anyway.
True that.
So, you know, if you're willing to hang in there and wait that extra 25 years for them to grow up.
You know what, Mocha D, on that note, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to open up the phone lines to whoever want to log in and talk to them. Carla B, Mocha D, and Sassy Sweet Tea. And if you don't know, the number is 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. Holla at your girl.
I miss sex.
I miss sex, too.
Right, I mean, sometimes you just need it.
Why does it always got to come with complications?
And emotions.
It's a physical act, like playing tennis.
Do it more beer.
Yeah. Let's play tennis.
Ooh.
Okay. I can work with that.
Okay. Should be fine. So my daughter is just your slam piece?
No, no, I'm a slam.
Hey, just kidding. Slam away.
What's wrong?
Nothing!
Well, women start to scream, it can be misconstrued.
Just keep going!
Just that. That never works.
Nah, you don't get it, bro. Jamie's different.
Does she have a penis where most girls have a vagina?
No penis.
Then she's no different.
Why are we getting too old for this?
Sex?
Casual sex. I don't even feel so quality.
Oh, I could sing some Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
Closing time. One last call for alcohol.
That's not Third Eye Blind.
I'm pretty sure that's Third Eye Blind.
Nope. I had a little too much to drink. You know how it is. You feel a little frisky.
Stop talking to me about your life. I'm 9.
Every time you curse, you blink like your body's rejecting the word.
It does not. Fuck you.
Blink.
No, I didn't fucking blink.
Blink again.
Fuck.
Ah, really? Blink. A lot.
Shit.
Then blink. Shit, you're okay with.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from the sum of a beginning.
Hey.
Enrique.
Usher.
This is for the dirty girls all around the world.
Here we go.
Another day, another night, and she acting like she don't sleep. She's a 5 when she drinks, but she's a 10 when she's on top of me. She don't wanna love, she just wanna touch. She's a greedy girl to never get enough. She don't wanna love, she just wanna touch. She's got all the moves that make you giddy up. She's a dirty.
Dirty dancer, dirty, dirty dancer. You'll never be your own. Never be your own. She's a dirty, dirty dancer.
Welcome back to Sweet Tea. Holla at your girl. I got my girl, Mocha D, and my other girl, Carla B. What's up, y'all? Once again, I'm having a blast with y'all because y'all are so funny.
You ain't got to tell me twice. I already know I'm funny, but thanks.
Well, you know what? You got that little smart mouth of yours. What you got to say to me? You got any more questions for me?
I do, but I just also want you to know that your phone lines are blazing. I'm so cool with it. They blaze in.
You're so corny. Okay. Well, I guess I'll get back with you. You're holding your face in a minute. And open up the phone line, see if someone want to speak to that girl.
Okay, so we're going to open it up to a caller out of Atlanta, Marcy. She's on the air.
What's up, Marcy?
Hey, what's up, ladies? You know, I like to listen in every now and then. Your show come on kind of late out here in Atlanta. You know, it's already like 10:30, so. But I stayed up just to talk with my girls, you know.
That's right. So, I'll let your girl.
But anywho, I'm just sitting here listening to the show. You know, I'm tripping and everything. But Mocha D, I agree with you. You know, that trying to change people, that don't work.
Thank you.
Like, yeah, that's not going to work, honey. You know, get over it, whatever. It's not going to work. Change yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
Man in the mirror. That what the song
says?
The man in the mirror, something like that. But yeah. I got a list on stuff that people do. I got a list. Y'all got a minute? No,
I got the list too. Go so after Marcy, I want to chime in on my list too.
hey, girls, don't fight on Sweet Tea. I love you all. Go ahead.
No.
Okay, go ahead, Marcy.
Well, I mean, it's just so many things that people do wrong. I know we're focusing on what the ladies do wrong, but, you know, people just do a lot of things wrong. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, people tend to want to move too fast. You know what I'm saying? You got to take the time to kind of get to know a person, find out what you're getting into. You know what I'm saying? And oftentimes, women just, oh, you look a certain way, or he drive a certain car, or you envision this person to be a certain type of way, and you didn't even take the time to get to know the brother. So, you know, and then another thing, people do, women do, is they, you know, they pretend to be something that they're not in the beginning, you know. And anybody who know me know that I'm real folk. What you see is what you get. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to act. I mean, it is what it is. And if you don't like it, get lost. But people, you know, a lot of females are pretend to be a certain type of way to attract that man or whatever the situation may be. And then get into the whole thing. They flip the script, and the man be like, "What in the hell? She was so
exactly.
nice, but she is crazy." But you know, she was only acting like she was normal. You know, but
okay.
I mean, if you're the type of female that snap off because he be sneezing and don't cover his mouth, you need to snap off from the beginning. No.
You are so right, though. It's
don't wait till 6 months later. It'd be like, "You so nasty."
But you know what,
Darcy,
if somebody snapped off because he sneezed, that sound like she have issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think that's kind of creepy. I mean, the brother sneezed and you tripping. I mean, are you trying to say he sneezed on her and she didn't say nothing at the beginning? Then when he did it again, she snapped off?
Mm-hmm.
Marcy?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we lost that caller. But anyways, Carla B, what's up?
I think Marcia's still there. I don't think we lost her. She's still there.
She's not responding.
Okay. Alrighty. So we're gonna keep it moving.
You know what, Sweet Sassy and Carla B? What you guys think about the females that's lying to these dudes, getting into the relationships and looking all gorgeous with this good old Indian hair and stuff, and really seriously not telling this man that this is their hair?
Is that
even
irrelevant, though, in this day and age? I don't really think
that. Everybody's doing that, though.
No, but I'm telling you the truth. Some women are actually not telling them that it's not their hair for real.
You would be a fool if you don't realize that when you run your hands through her head.
Well, no, a lot of girls really, they got that good stuff in their head, and you can't tell. You can't tell they got that stuff glued down, or not just sold down. A lot of them stuff is, like, really seriously glued on that head, and they can't feel. I know somebody.
I think I already did this story.
I've seen that show.
Hello?
No, your No, your show was about, you know.
How you ever dated anyone say? Fake hair, fake eyes, fake boobs.
No, I ain't. So, well, it's still relevant. Look,
I mean,
I know somebody personally, but we
said. Hey, Marcy.
Oh, okay. I think I was talking, but my phone was on mute, so y'all didn't hear me.
Oh, we
but,
sorry,
okay.
Marcy. We sorry. I, let me let you finish your statement because I want you to finish your statement. Because I was just gonna tell him about this friend I got that she will not tell her husband that them is not her teeth in her mouth,
so
and
you
I think that's
ooh,
oh, you know what?
That's
well,
that's
so
a,
off.
Uncle D, Uncle D, that's a whole different story. Stop it.
You just put that lady on blast on the internet.
Mocha D, before I get to you, I just want to tell Mocha D this. I bet he feel good in the dark when she take him out.
Ah,
what
was that about?
You know, this is started, but you know why it's relevant to this story, Paula B. Let me tell you why it's relevant to this story, because it's all about being, you know, getting in a relationship, thinking that you, it's something that you really don't have. You know, it's kind of like on the same line, getting in a relationship, mm-hmm. and we find out that that's not her teeth, you know. Are you
that's too funny. You got comments, you got jokes, but I feel you. But can I share some of mine, some mistakes that women make in relationships? And then I guess we can get like a round table discussion. Everybody can really chime in on it if you guys like. I know it's Sweet Tea Show, but
yeah,
don't have the taken over.
Because I asked you earlier.
Yes,
you
ma'am, you did.
Today.
Okay, so this is one of the things, a mistake I think that women make by thinking that our partners must be interested in everything we do and say. When it comes down to it, we zone out when men talk about circuit boards and football, well, most of us at least. So I think having a best friend or a gap partner outside of a relationship is a good thing. So I think when women think that a guy is interested in everything they say or do, that's a mistake right there. And, you know, it can cause potential problems down the line because a guy might act like he's interested in the beginning and everything they say and do. 2 months down the line, he's rolling his eyes and saying, shut the heck up. What do you guys have to say on that one?
Who want to go first?
But if a man is this, Marcy, if a man is interested in too many things that you say and do, I got to question him. Because why you worrying about makeup and shoes? You shouldn't even be interested in you from day one. You should be like, girl, I don't want to hear that. But if he's like, yeah, them shoes is nice, and yeah, you know, I like the way you got that eyeshadow, that lip gloss popping, you need to leave him where he at. I'm just saying. You just,
that's some good advice, Marcy.
Well, I don't
you
agree
need to
on
leave.
That. Well, yeah, I look at it like maybe a guy who's just into you and he's picky and he loves the way your lips look with a gloss and he loves the way your eyes look with the
I'm
makeup.
I'm not saying
to
he can't give you I'm not saying he can't give you a compliment, but when he be picking it out.
Oh, well, I didn't know you was on that level. Like,
he could
right.
compliment it, but now if he like, ooh, baby, you should wear this one. This look better on your complexion. It bright out your, you might be like, ooh, what?
Yeah. Deuces.
Yeah. Keep on. Some puss on.
Okay, well, I think that if a man is that interested with anything you're doing, he's all interested and excited. I agree with Sweet Sassy T to a certain extent. I agree with you, Sweet Sassy T, because I know that some men, I know, matter of fact, I guess y'all say I know a whole lot of people do a whole lot of things, but honestly, this is true. For real, I know one guy that wants to know when his girl's cycle is. He wants to go get her napkins. He'd be there for picking out her napkins and everything. It's just, I think it's pretty extreme. But he want
to
know everything.
Did you try to call me
like
out,
Mocha
D? No, just play. No,
what'd you say?
I said, you trying to call my ex-husband out? No, just play.
No, real talk, he want to know everything about her like that. Is that true love or is that an obsession? See, that's when you cross the line with obsessions and stuff like that.
I still can't get rid of them, so I guess it is what you, it is. No,
okay, because I wouldn't personally want a man to be all up in my grill and all up in my business. Go get your life, do your thing, you know what I mean? I don't like
when you marry. I love it when your partner is into you like that. Who, you know, it's death do us part. At least that's what it say when you get married. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. But when you are in that situation, man, what's wrong with that? You know, your mate going to get things for you when you can't make it out the bed, when you cramping, or you know, whatever. I don't think nothing wrong with it personally. That just shows that you just really love that person. And that's what a lot of females nowadays whine about. I wish I'd find a man love me for me. Well, you can't
do
it. When you get it, you don't know what to do with it.
Well, that's the topic of the show today, mistakes women make in relationships. So,
all right. That's what I'm saying. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for it. I'm like, keep coming and keep coming because I'm going to give you as you give me. So I love it.
I got some more if you guys want to hear them. Or you want to still talk.
Go ahead, Cosby.
I think most of you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Do you think most women just unappreciative, though, sweet sassy T? You think that's what it is?
Yeah, and I can vouch that I have my ways. That's what I'm trying to live and learn from my mistakes. That's what I'm like. I'm loving it now because it's just to the point. Like somebody said earlier, I don't know which one it said. It's like when you have something and then it's gone. You said it, Uncle D, and then you realize that was something good. You let go because it's no one in this world is perfect. You'll never find a perfect man unless you draw him on a piece of paper and cut him out and say, I want you to do this and do that. But who wants that? But then it'd be boring, right? So it's always good to have someone who keep you on your toes and keep you interested and all that good stuff personally. You know, it's, I can be real stubborn. So let me be quiet real quick before I put my foot in my mouth. Go ahead, Mokadi.
Yeah, you know what? I think a lot of times when men find that girl that's there watching that football game with them and even sitting down playing that Nintendo with them or whatever. You know, I mean, do you think that's a beautiful thing? Maybe you're going to be saying that this girl acts a little masculine. Maybe she's a little involved in that. So, I mean it's kind of unfair. No. Listen to my point. I think it's unfair to say if she's interested in all the football and watching them play the games and the Nintendo and stuff, listen to me for a second. She's doing all that and involved. And what you think personally, that's a cool chick. But now on the other hand, when you say he's picking out her lipstick and makeup and look good like that, and he's involved in what she likes to do, she sit down and go get her nails done. He sit down and he say, get my nails and toes done too. Why do we say that that's a feminine man? And I think that's unfair. You know what I mean?
But I never agreed on that because I have an uncle right now who tell his wife to wear red lipstick because he loves her in red.
Different
strokes and different folks. It depends who you are. It depends what character you are. You know what I'm saying? Different strokes and different folks. But personally, I wouldn't want my man to just be what Marcy, what you were saying earlier, talking about no girl take these heels off and wear those heels. No, to me, that's just a little too much. But I can see if my man said, if you ask him a question and say how I look, and he say, well, I really don't care for the shoes to go with the outfit, that's a totally different thing. But if he going in there saying no girl, those shoes right there would look better, then I'd be like, okay, something ain't right with this picture.
Can I ask you a question, everybody on the panel, if it's okay? You do another little round table like Carla B say. Can I ask you a question? What really would make you happy? What kind of man do you really want? What are you looking for, sweet sassy T?
A rich
one.
Ooh. She
want to
put me on the spot first. Ooh.
You know what? I'm satisfied. This is the man that I want. This will make sweet sassy T tick.
Oh,
you know?
Ego. Okay.
Your tea?
Okay, well, I love a man who can cook. I love a man who give me compliments and I love a man who could be himself. Just yourself so I can love you for you. Don't be phony. If you know what I'm saying, I have a sense of humor. So be yourself. I love a man who's, you know, smell good. I love cologne. I love a guy who have a pretty smile, know how to dress, and not afraid to go after what he wants. That's what I love in a man.
Okay, so let me address that. You love a man that cooks, gives you compliments, be yourself, and smelling good and spouting all the time. So you get this man that won't stay out the goddamn kitchen, and, you know, always tell me you
didn't say
good.
He has to stay in the kitchen. I cook. I'm just saying I don't mind him surprising me here and there.
So you would not complain if you got this man that just, he can cook good and everything, giving you your compliments, and he just being himself. This is what he like. I like to cook, baby, and I like to smell good, and I'm smiling all the time because I'm loving you. You'll be satisfied, huh, sweet sassy T?
I won't say I wasn't satisfied, but I love him for him because that's who I fell in love with, so I won't chase it about him. But no relationship is pieces of cream, so nothing is perfect. Like I said, nobody is perfect in this world. But those things that I pointed out, of course I'm going to love because that's what I wanted in my man.
Sounds like you need a paper towel. No, I'm just playing.
Well, I need a paper towel on that. That's freaky.
Well, are we going to
say you never felt a man who can
talk about
smell good? Hold on, Carla B. Hold on.
No,
so you mean to tell me you never had a man who smelled good and surprised you with a little breakfast here and there and give you compliments? I got to cut him out for that? What kind of man you been dating?
Girl, let me tell you. I'm glad you asked. The man that I had that was in the kitchen and, I ain't been with a couple of people, so I'm pretty sure y'all gonna figure out this person. He's really good, had a great job. Look, had a great job, looked pretty good, had a beautiful smile and everything, and smelled good and stuff like that. And I found out later on that boy was a homosexual.
Well, hey, different strokes, different folks. That don't mean they all like that because, like you said earlier, if I sit down and watch football and basketball, that don't mean I like to lick.
Yeah. I hear you.
So, anyways, what's up, Carla B? Let's change this conversation. Come on, dance. Go ahead,
well,
Carla B.
Yeah, y'all really confusing me because I signed up to be on the show with Mistakes Women Make in Relationships.
And that's what we're talking about, like,
you were off the topic. But
okay,
what?
Let's keep it 1,000, Carla B. What mistake
did
you make?
That's all in the same family, Carla B.
Well, it's not.
I will hang up right now.
But it's not about that. Can I go? I was asked to be on the show to go down the list of things, mistakes women make. So if I can stay on that, it's fine. If not, then I can hang up and y'all can keep doing y'all thing. But
you
I got to
go ahead.
Go ahead, Carla B.
Go ahead. Your check will be in the mailbox. Go ahead.
Cause that's what I got paid for, and I just want to stay, you know, focused. But I just wanted to, because I had spent a little bit of time and created my list, so I wanted to be able to share it. So another thing that I feel, and then you do have callers also, Sweet Tea, so I'll mention this last question, and then if you want to go to your callers, just let me know.
I do.
Okay, so the question is a mistake that women make, let's see, thinking that a perfect relationship should be easy. And it's something that one of you guys kind of touched on a little bit ago. Relationships require work and compromise. A perfect relationship means doing those things well. And I think a mistake that women make is thinking that everything's going to be perfect. That's how a perfect relationship is going to be, no problems. But relationships require work and compromise. So just wanted to touch on that, and you guys can, you know, touch on it if you want to.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to jump back out like I'm playing double dutch. First of all, for a woman even think a man could be perfect, I want to find out what kind of drugs they on. That's all I got to say.
Okay, but that's reality, though, the thinking
well,
that.
Well, I'm just letting you know, reality in my head, what drugs you want.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's not really answering a question, but.
That's answering my question, because it's nobody, who does that? Who say, oh, this is going to be perfect?
A lot
but
of
I'm saying, and I'm perfect. Saying, I don't. So what kind of drugs you want?
Okay, but why it has to be like that? Oh,
because I
want to
be on that level. Like, let me block all my problems out. Ooh, I want to be on that drug.
Okay. Well, what about you, Marcy or Mocha D?
Okay. Well, I don't know. Marcy, you want to speak? Because you know I'm Mocha D. Won't shut up. So maybe I should let you get in. Okay, so Mocha D will speak. You know what? It's our own perception of what perfection is. Just like Sweet Sassy T was talking about the cooking, the compliments, the being themselves and smelling good and the beautiful smile and all
yes,
that.
Yes, I
may
put
be
that
perfect.
Out there because she was talking about it. That's why. I
no,
that
but you
out.
Said that's what I like, but I don't. I didn't say that's the perfect guy for me.
No, that's not what
you
misconstrued what I said then because I wasn't saying that. But okay,
I thought you said.
Yeah, my point I was trying to make that may be as perfect as it gets in you know, in some situations. Perfection to me, you know, may be simply the fact that you sit down and give me some time, you know what I mean? That's a perfect man that actually will spend some quality as well as quantity time with me, and that could be my level of what I consider perfection because we know that it doesn't exist. But women, like you said, I have to agree 100%, or basically you propose a question. Women
right.
do... a lot of times expect
right.
too much, and they have to realize that there is no perfection, and we need to at some point be satisfied. And I'm not saying settle for less. I'm saying at the very least, give this man a benefit of the doubt and keep in your mind that there is no one perfect. So when you think that this, well, he's lacking this, the other man is going to be lacking that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to take the good with the bad, and that's just how I live my life. I take the good with the bad, and sometimes this man may be married. But, no, I'm just kidding. But what I'm saying is there...
Wow, that's really funny for you guys.
Look. Okay, Leslie, hold on. It probably went over my head. So I'm going to go to a caller because Mocha D is on one this evening.
Okay.
So I have a caller.
You do. You have someone calling from, well, it's a little feedback from the caller, but they're calling from 951-287. You're live. Okay, I think they're just listening, sweetie, so
I
just muted them back.
Okay, because that was just really getting on my nerves.
Well, can I mention something really quick? Can I throw another question out there?
Go ahead, Carla B.
Until that caller gets it together, then we'll go back to them. But another mistake, Mocha D and Sweet T, when women they drop their friends when they're in love. I feel that friends help define who we are, and we need them when things get tough. But you see women, some women do drop their friends when they're in love. And just wanted to see if you guys want to elaborate
well,
on
it. First of all, I never was the type of female to drop my friends when I have a man. The ones that know me knows that. But one thing I must learn, that when you do get in relationship, it's you talk to someone you can really talk to. It's not really cool to tell that person and that person and that person what's going on because they your girlfriend or they your BFF. Because when you and that man wind up working out y'all issues, your girlfriend's looking at him up and down like, ugh, how dare her. So it's not, that's one thing I want to do in my next relationship. Of course, I'm always going to be around because, you know, just the type of person I am. I'm a people person. I'm a family person. But one thing I want to teach myself, to learn how to close that hole in my face and stop telling too many people your business. Because I was speaking to someone like that at the park because she was going through something when I was getting my daughter from school, and she was saying this person. I said, look, I don't know you, and since you're here talking to me, I'm just going to let you know. For now, you say you got a best friend. Talk to your best friend. Don't let him or her or everybody know your business, because at the end of the day, you still with that man, and then you got everybody wanting to kill him. So females need to learn how to just talk, or just talk to your man. What a communication ain't in a home. That don't mean you got to drop your friend. Your friend.
Because the man show don't do it. The man show don't do it.
I'm speaking on me.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I can
agree with.
Yeah, I hear, but hey, you can't say all guys is like that.
No, okay. I didn't.
You said the man show do it.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. You know that I'm not.
No, we got to make things clearly, honey.
Well, you don't make things clear. But you don't make things clear. Why?
I'm Sad Sweet Tea. I'm Sad Sweet Tea, and it's my show.
Okay. Well, can I respond to that then?
Yeah.
You know, now I got a problem with that also. I can't stand when, you know, women get these men and think that this is the Prince Charming of their life and forget about their friends. I know somebody once again that
we ain't no say no name.
That had a friend since the fourth grade. Now she done got this man and act like, you know, the girl don't even exist, and it's breaking her heart. It's hurting her. So she know her, of course, better than this man. Now you think you're in love. Not only did you drop your panties for somebody you thought you was in love with, but you done dropped your friend that was your friend to the bitter end. Because I live that motto. I live that motto, and it just goes like this. From a lover to a friend, never. And from friends to lovers, forever. And what that means is you go into a relationship and making love, and what you consider making love, but screwing this man and thinking that he's going to be there and be your friend and have your back, it hardly ever works from a lover to a friend. And I know that from personal experience. You cannot do that. You can't say, you know, you can't do it like that. You got to be friends and then become lover. You know what I mean? Then be a lover. And that usually lasts. Folks is just too quick to do certain things and then forget about the people that really got your back 100%, which is somebody, like I said, from the fourth grade. Come on now.
That's a shame.
It's terrible. And it pissed me off. You know, it's terrible.
I'm down now. We don't want you to catch a case, have a flashback to somebody else.
Girl,
Ooh, let me go on mute. Marcy, are you still there? Let me hear from you because you
she's
be having a good one.
Well, she's not, but Sweet Tea, just so you know really quickly, Sweet Tea,
yes.
I actually posted something on my Facebook page, so you may be getting some callers. I let them know that we just posed a question on the Sweet Tea Talk Show, and we asked, why do females drop their girlfriends when we're falling in love, quote-unquote falling in love? So hopefully you'll have some people call in. I know that we have a caller right now, and I'm not for sure if they want to speak, but I believe it is the artist by the name of Desire. So, Sweet Tea, if you wanted to speak, Desire, you're unmuted on the Sweet Tea Talk Show. Okay. So maybe she's just listening. All righty. So I'm going
to let me say what's up to Desire. I've heard her songs and I've heard her sing. And let me just give a shout out to Desire. You are the business. This is Mocha D. You are the business.
Okay. So, Sweet Tea, I'll go back to another caller. And I believe it is someone by the name of B-U-G. Bug, you are live on the Sweet Tea Talk Show.
Hey, Bug. How you doing?
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe somebody just smashed the book. Anyways, that's what's
wow.
up.
That
that's
was,
what's up.
Maybe he needs to get it together. He'll call, probably call back in, hopefully.
Well, I don't know
anyways.
If that was, if, yeah, my bad. But go ahead, Sweet Tea, I'm sorry.
Hey,
move on.
We could be intimidating, girl.
Yeah,
yes,
you guys are
that.
Definitely intimidating. You scared me. I got another question for y'all, though.
Come on with it.
I keep them coming, y'all. All right, so let's see. Oh, this one. Oh, my God. This reminds me so much of Sweet Tea. All right, so a mistake that women make in relationships, not just Sweet Tea, I think all of us do it, using the silent treatment. Our partners can't read our minds. He won't know what's wrong unless we suck up and tell him. But we see a lot of women, they use that silent treatment when they're upset and they don't want to really break it down to as to why. And, you know, they expect the man to be able to keep their stuff. So, what
I don't know how the heck you thought that was me. Because
I
speak my mind.
But you used the silent treatment tactic before. You going to say that you have never used that silent treatment tactic and say, I'm not going to talk to him.
Only time I did that way, he knew he wasn't going to get no cookies.
Okay.
Okay.
So it was.
Other than that, sweetie, I
premeditated.
This hole in my mouth talked, but the cookies didn't.
Okay. Mocha D, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. You see, out of control. Intimidating. But you know what? The thing is, women, I'm going to tell you something. Women think that's cute. And, you know, they think that, you know, silence is golden. But I'm going to tell you something. That silence will destroy a relationship. Like you said, Carla B. Hatton, the heck he's going to know what's going on if you shut your mouth. Now, all that stuff I can show you better than I can tell you, that does not apply in all
right.
cases. People, men are not like that. Men are visual. Women are the ones that sit back premeditating everything. I mean, look at us. We can carry a baby in our belly for 9 months just sitting back chilling and waiting on to deliver something. And we're the same way in the world. We sit back, shut up, and wait to deliver something. And we need
wow.
to knock it off. We need
and
to knock
see,
it off.
I wish I could close this hole in my face. As y'all know, since you my family, y'all come in morning.
Family.
So imagine. Imagine me in a relationship. You know what, Carla B., you was adopted. I'm finally going to tell you.
Girl, I'm older than you. Shut up.
That don't mean you weren't adopted.
Oh, wait. Listen, I was there. Now, let me.
I hope I was adopted. That's all I got to say.
No, beautiful. You weren't.
Don't make her feel special.
Hey, let me. I have a question. May I propose?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how you feel about when your man is leaving. What do you think women do? Would you think women are right? You think it's a good idea for you not to give your man a kiss just because you're mad at him? And when he's leaving, what do you think about still giving him that kiss? Or as T Sweet Sassy T say, give him the cookies before he leave out of that door. What do you think about that?
I think that's funny that you mentioned that. Can I go first, Sweet Tea?
After you get from underneath the water.
Keep in mind
that's
y'all
not
had
me,
an
that's...
argument.
Okay.
Keep in mind y'all had an argument, okay?
Okay. I think that's funny you say that. You must have saw that comedy skit that one of the comedians did, on some kind of stand-up routine. But
only you.
but I think that's funny. Me and the person I am today, and back when I was 21, I probably would have been pouting and, not giving him that kiss. But the woman I am today, I would, definitely go ahead and, because I realize tomorrow is not promised. And if I am in a relationship at this point in age, I definitely want to be able to nurture and keep that relationship. So, and I get migraines easy. So I would want to fix it ASAP. So, I would be kissing him before he left because I don't want no bull crap when he came home that night. Because I'm probably going to be working or something like that. I don't have time for the bull crap. Let's clean it up right then and there.
Look at you.
Know.
Did you hear her ugly self?
Yes, yes.
She said she get back.
So what do you think, Sweet Sassy T? Sweet Sassy T, what do you think about that when y'all had an argument? He finna go off to work or whatever, or go hang out with the boys or whatever. Would you still go on and make love to him and, before he leave out that door?
Like I told you, sweetie, I keep my mouth open, but the cookie's closed and I'm upset. But I'm living and learning from my mistakes, so maybe the next relationship come around, maybe I'll learn how to open it.
Well, let me tell you something.
This is the X-rated show for real. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Well, this is my advice.
Hey, we all grown. We all got kids on this show. You
exactly.
Have
but here's my advice. When you and your dude have that argument or whatever, I don't care how blown up it is, if you ain't finna leave him, y'all ain't breaking up or nothing crazy like that. And he said, well, I'm finna get up out of here for a minute because you tripping or whatever. And then he come up to you and try to give you that hug, and how stubborn some women are. I would suggest that a woman go on and do it. This is my suggestion.
So, I mean, you keep trying to change the tables on us. What would you do?
Oh, I'm finna tell you. I would go on and do the darn thing because I want to be the one. No, I'm just saying that thought that I want to leave on his man would have to be something like that. I don't want to leave that negative on his man when he's leaving out the door. These women out here is out of control. I don't want to leave nothing on his man. I want him to be burnt out, as a matter of fact.
So what it sounds like with you is that you is cheaper to keep him, right?
I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying, I would rather for him to be remembering that.
You say you're going to burn him out, huh?
You know what I'm saying? I want him to understand that before he leaves out of the door, you know what I mean? Hey, I have another question, unless you got another one, Carla B.
Well, on that note, Sweet T may not know this, but she only got a minute left on her show.
Oh, I know that. I know that, sweetie. I know that. And it's not, yeah. Anyways, I just want to just say, thanks for y'all, hollering at your girl. I appreciate it. I love y'all so much. I had so much fun with y'all. And I know secrets about Mocha D that I never thought I'd know. She said she'll burn her man
out. Lord have mercy.
And Carla B, I learned something from Carla B. She said she gonna be nice this time around because she get migraines. Wow. That just shows how old you getting. But anyways, I just want to say,
I know it's Sweet Tea Show. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I'll say it after you speak. Go ahead,
because I got something. I'm going to let y'all say something real fast.
No, you got 30 seconds, boo. I'm going to close up the show. Go ahead.
It sounds good. What dress you on? No.
Sweet Sassy T.
Yeah.
Can I give some advice to the women out there real fast in like 4 words?
Go ahead.
Stop calling your man stupid. That's a bad thing. Women, y'all stop calling your man stupid. That is not cute. Calling your man stupid. That is not cute. I just want to say that because I experienced that today. I was listening to this girl out there just calling everything he said. You so stupid. You so stupid.
Wow.
On that note, Mocha D wrapped it up in a pretty little bow, and I have a special surprise for everyone out there. Play my song and holler at your girl, Deuces.
Well, really quickly, Sweetie, I want to apologize to you because we could not get that song to play. So since I have the floor.
You ugly person, you.
So since I have the floor, I just want to say, I want to put this out to Sweetie and Mocha D. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. It is what it is. And this song is for you.
That's so
sick. I miss sex too.
Right, I mean, sometimes you just need it.
Why does it always got to come with complications?
And emotions.
It's a physical act, like playing tennis.
Do you want more beer?
Yeah. Let's play tennis. I can work with that.
Okay. Should be fine. So my daughter is just your slam piece?
No, I'm slam.
Just kidding. Slam away.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Well, women start to scream, it can be misconstrued.
Just keep going.
Just that. That never works.
Nah, you don't get it, bro. Jamie's different.
Does she have a penis where most girls have a vagina?
No penis.
Then she's no different.
I know, we're getting too old for this.
Sex?
Casual sex. I don't even feel so college.
Oh, I could sing some Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
Closing time. One last call for alcohol.
That's not Third Eye Blind.
I'm pretty sure that's Third Eye Blind.
Nope. I had a little too.
Cut the music up. You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. Second, you were here, now you over there, all night there. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Never had a love. When you was just a young and your looks were so precious. But now you're grown up, so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you got older, it seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're sitting here in this damn corner, looking through all your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. See, you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in this corner trying to put it together. How to love.
What's up? I'm still here. Yes, I am your girl, Sweet T. Mocha D and Carla B is still in the house. What's up?
We're still here. I thought I disconnected the show. What happened?
No. I couldn't leave my listeners like that. You know, I had to come back with some more. I had some more stuff on the brain, and I had to just share it because me, I would toss and turn all night if I can't get this off my chest.
Okay, I got another question.
What?
Since we're back and stuff, I want to put on my pretty girl voice, like pretty girl rock thing. All right, here you go.
Here like you go. Does that.
Wait a minute, I think that I have a visitor in my house that's not expected, that's not welcome.
Is this Grappy?
Wait a minute.
Okay, so my question is, while Mocha D is trying to figure out who's at her front door, how rude. But my question is, I'm just kidding.
Who does that?
Oh, my God.
Huh?
let me
her out.
That's right. All right, so the question is, why do women always, not always, because I have to, you know, break it down for people. Why do some women deny that there's a problem in their relationship or their marriage instead of facing it and asking ourselves what needs to be done? problems don't usually go away on their own, so letting them fester only makes it worse. So why do women deny it like it's just going to go away? Like if they, you know, for instance, if they see that then their husband is cheating, you didn't see the text, you didn't see the panties in his back seat, but you ignore it. You ignore it.
Well,
your question is
why do they deny it?
Why do they act like it's not there? Yeah.
You know, you want to go sweet sassy tea?
Well, how could I say it in a nice way? Oh, well, I'm sassy, so I don't have to say it in a nice way. Maybe because they have a low self-esteem, they feel like this is it, I want to tough it out, I believe in my marriage vows. Because I know someone like that to this day, her husband took her through, I know like two people like this, they husband took them through things, I'm telling you, Monka Dean and Carla B, things that I can't even I would have just been gone. Some of them stayed because one of them said because I don't want to be lonely and I want to raise my kids with my husband. And one of them said that this is the third or fourth time in marriage. We're going to tough this out. So that's the only thing I can think of why they stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they stay because they want to definitely be with that person. Like Monka D said earlier, like thinking that they're going to eventually change them in some way. Go ahead, Monka D.
You know what? Some women may stay because they are plotting. They
wow.
Plotting.
Yeah.
Lot of them, you know,
what'd she say?
They plotting.
Because they are plotting. Plotting.
Of course, Monka D would think that.
I'm just saying, a lot of times women, hey, they've been through all this pain and then put all this stuff inside this relationship, and now this man go up and say that he's leaving? I don't think
sounds
so.
Sounds personal to me, Monka D.
You know what? I might do all I can to keep you there. I might date her to keep you there.
Ooh.
And get you stuck up. No, no, I wouldn't go that extreme. But you stupid. Sometimes people have ulterior motives for keeping you there. Now, I personally know somebody that is in this relationship, been married for 24 years, and he's still messing around, and she know he's messing around, and everybody trying to figure out why she ain't left this man or how come she's still hanging on in there. She got a plan. This woman got a plan. Maybe it's simply an insurance policy.
But why he didn't leave her then?
Well, he didn't leave her because he trying to act like he got his cake and eating it too, so to speak. He ain't leaving her. You know, hey, why should I go? She allowing this to happen. Hey, I got
true.
This when I'm here and I got this when I'm there. So
well,
he just had it going on.
Okay, I wouldn't do it.
No, no. he got it going off. Cut off. Smooth. Bobbit style, baby.
Because I know one guy told me a long time ago, it's easy just to deal with one female because if you deal with that female, you stay broke.
Mm.
That's what one guy told me.
It all depends on the guy. Because I personally know somebody that has men that got women in practically every state because he's in the military. And he got women everywhere. And he ain't really letting no money go. They paying him. So it all depends on the guy. And it's, if I may make this word up, his cool ability.
Mm. Well, what do you think about that, Carla B? Because I know you're probably one of his chicks.
No, please. It's not. My mind is on my money, and my money's on my mind, boo.
Hey.
Girl, it happens.
Stop.
I definitely agree with Monka D. And on that note, I guess I would say this. It's time for a commercial break.
Monka D.
All righty. Hold tight.
History in the making. Part two. So crazy right now. you what you did to me. City shoes don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. So baby, don't you know what I gotta do? It's a beat in my heart, just when I'm with you. But I still don't feel the same. Just how you look, you don't know what else.
Pockets are fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing, though. I sling, though. If anything, I bling, yo. Star like Ringo, war like a green beret. Crazy, bring your whole set. Crazy in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure them out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been real, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over to platinum. The game's been a rap one.
Is on the line. I got a question for y'all.
I never leave you.
I hope not.
I never leave you. Forsake you.
I got a question for y'all.
I'm ready.
Y'all
for
ready
it.
For this? Call B and Mocha D.
You with
y'all
me?
Ready?
Yeah.
Y'all ready? What? Call B? Ugly. Ugly.
I'm, why is it gonna
ugly.
Be all that?
Oh, okay. Okay. You hear me now? Okay. Well, I said Carla B, you didn't ask me when you said ugly, so I guess you know your name. You know I got to mess with you, love you.
Because they can Google me right now, girl. Mm.
I know, that's why I'm just playing. Got to have a sense of humor on my show, you remember? But anyways, this is my question. Okay, were you in a relationship, married or not married, and you find out your man, and he's the perfect man that you, in your mind that you want your man to be, and you find out he's gay? Would you stay with him, or would you say deuces? Who want to ask my question first?
It's easy, deuces.
Okay, that's okay. What you said, it's easy, it's deuces. But yeah, this is what I say. He's gay. Now, this depends on if he already got HIV and I've contracted it, or if he already got AIDS and I've contracted it. Now, if I already got AIDS, I might as well kick it with him, okay? We might as well just die together. We stand for better or worse, death do us part in the first place. So we're going to die together again. I might be the one to kill you for the AIDS. But I ain't going to be one of the women out there poisoning everybody else because I'm already messed up. Now, if I ain't got no disease, you gone. I'm through. Because I ain't going to find out in 10 years from that point anyway. So I have to go at that point. I would.
You know what? I like the way you said that, Monkey D. But the reason why I asked y'all that question, because I already know y'all won't even go that route because, you know, we don't get down like that. But for the listeners out there, you know, I was just, you know, flipping through my screen TV, and I ran into Jerry Swinkers. And it was a girl on the show.
she was saying that even though she felt that her man was gay, she did not care. And the gay guy was like snapping his finger. He's gay, honey. He's gay. You don't see that? And she did not care. That's how much she wanted to be with this man. So I'm just like, how much in love could you be?
That's some ghetto stupid love right there. That's ghetto. That's love in impoverished areas.
It sounded like it just looked like she was in denial because the gay dude was like, he is gay, honey. He's gay. He do not want you. He was all with me all last night, and it was good. And she was like, I guess she blocked the gay dude out, and she was like, are you still coming home with me? Are you still coming home with me? I was like, are you serious? Do you hear what this man saying? So I just wanted to throw that out there. Anyways, what's up, Monka D? I know you got something for me.
Yeah, well, you know what? As a matter of freaking fact, I do. And I'm going to stay on topic because Carla B made it perfectly clear that I kind of went off a little topic a little bit, but if y'all had heard me to the end, you know I was going to make some kind of way of running it back to the topic. So this time, I'm on topic, Carla B. What I want to know is, why do some women get in a relationship and some men, I'm going to put it on the men then, some men get in a relationship and just assume that they woman. I mean, let's just say you're married, even go deeper. Why do some husbands get married and assume that this woman is going to have oral sex with you? Why do you just, why do you think she's supposed to? Huh? I want to know what you feel about
Is she
supposed to?
Well, you said because they married you, they supposed. But first of all, nowadays people get married before they get do something before they get married. So he already knew how the woman was for probably.
No. Let's say she wasn't doing it. So he said, you know what? I know when I marry this woman, she's gonna do everything that I want, everything. And this is something. Little did he know that married or not, she ain't with it. Is she wrong? Should he leave her?
I guess he don't have to go get outside if she and don't get down like that. What you don't know don't hurt. That's all I can say.
So you don't think she's supposed to do this?
I look at it like this. If you don't feel comfortable and he don't accept you for you, and I don't feel like you should get divorced over that, but if he play it off to the point like, baby, it's okay, you don't have to, and he out there creeping, hey, you can't get mad at him because that's what he want. But if you the type of wife who down with your husband and try to satisfy him to death do us part to make your man happy and don't want him creeping, I mean, practice made perfect.
I like to comment on that. My comment to that is, even before marriage, a man knows what the girl is going to do. You know what I'm saying? Because if they've been in a relationship, he knows what she like and what she don't like. So, and a woman is not going to do something that she really doesn't want to do, period. So if they were just in a relationship and it wasn't happening and she's always been adamant about not doing it, I don't understand what he thinks is going to happen when they are married because they've already had that conversation. So,
you know, sometimes the women are telling man stuff like, you know, I mean, I'm not
your
wife.
When they're married. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So something like that is different. If she's saying that, then the guy is assuming, okay, so when we get married, it's going to happen. But even if I was a guy, I wouldn't take those chances on marrying somebody and just thinking that when it's going to be married, it's going to be the bomb if you ain't even tested the waters beforehand. How you know that particular thing is worth marrying? Maybe it ain't worth marrying. Practice doesn't always make perfect, sweet tea. Audience that would say that same thing. So you can't just say practice makes perfect. Sometimes the person always got a
but
mouth.
But you know what? You know, I'm
off.
The type. I'm gonna keep it real because you know I always keep a true E Hollywood story. And you know, I really don't care because you know I'm outspoken. Who's this laughing? It's not laughing at me.
What's not me?
Oh, okay, well, I just wanted to say.
I've muted the noise.
Are you done? <dying? laughs> No, really. Well, anyways, I remember I was in a relationship, and, I really don't feel like that's my cup of tea, but when I was in a relationship at the time, no, for real, real talk. And, you know, like I said, to satisfy him at the time in the moment we was in a relationship, you know, I did what I could do, but I always felt like I was the type of person who could never, and he'd tell you, you don't know what you're doing, you know. And then maybe it's bad enough that I don't know what I'm doing, then you make me feel bad about it. So,
right.
I mean, I look at it like this. At least I tried, and now I know if I want to do it, I do it. If I don't. I got the attitude now. Like, if he worth it, he worth it. But if he, to the point like, you don't care, you don't care. So that's how I look at it.
What do y'all think about what do you think a man really thinks about a woman that would have unsafe sex, okay, you in the raw as it is, and then want to act like all snobbish when it comes to him saying he wants you to perform that act? You want to act like it's filthy, but yet you've taken his raw body into you anyway. So what's going on with that?
Now, say that again, Mocha D.
Mocha D, what's going on with you? What's going on with you in your life?
She have a flashback, I guess.
Wait a minute. I should have known you would do this, Charlie. I'm just trying to, you know, ask some calls and questions. That's all. You know, it's getting late now.
You know what, Carla B? It's real funny how Mocha D keep asking us all these questions and she ain't answering none of them.
Yeah.
It's real funny.
I think she's a super chick.
You know, it's kind of cool outside. I'm standing here. I don't know. I don't know where. Carla B gave me these questions, y'all.
Wow. That's really funny.
Wait a minute.
I'm lying.
Okay,
wait. Because this is very interesting. Now, what did you have to say, Mocha D? I'm going to let you feel yourself for a minute. Go ahead, baby girl.
Evidently, she's been doing too much of that lately, but go ahead.
No, wait, now. You know I had a show about that.
She's a boss.
I want you to, on Sunday, I want you to redo my masturbation show so they can know that I'm not with the business. So, listen, but this is what I'm going to say. So, see, Sue Sassy T, she's trying to turn this to another Trina Blackberry show.
Excuse me. You the one starts these questions.
So, no, my question was, what not?
See, y'all hear
now.
That, y'all? Hard question. Go ahead.
My question is a man wrong for feeling that a woman should go and have oral sex with him because you had unsafe sex with him anyway, and it's the same thing, just going in a different area.
I can answer that.
Yourself. Yeah, tell me.
What you think, Monk D?
Oh,
that's how I'm gonna answer that one.
You're so evil. Listen, let me tell you what I think. I think that Sweet Sassy T needs to answer the question.
Ooh, you want to play tennis? But I already asked.
What's
the
going on
earlier.
Right now? This is getting kind of freaking to me. This is really grossing me out. Two ladies and stuff playing tennis.
No. I mean,
asking a question. I didn't say I was going to have oral sex with the chick. I just asking her a question. That's like getting freaky.
Oh, you said.
Listen, I'm saying this is your show.
Yo.
This is your show. That's what I'm saying. What do you think about something like that? You think a man?
But I already asked you your question earlier. I did. I had to ask it in four or five different ways.
No comment. I keep it rated G. No comment.
We don't want to bother her. She probably get a migraine before she has to do it.
Anyway, I'm just trying to think of basically what I was doing, audience, is I'm basically thinking of different things that people expect you know, in a relationship, and it doesn't necessarily have to be. So personally, I feel that a man should respect a woman, or the respect a woman. It's like Carla B said earlier, respect the fact that whether she said it in the beginning, she probably was just buying time, thinking maybe eventually she would enjoy something like that. But, you know, it's not what goes in a man's mouth that defiles him.
Well, a question for you. Oh, my God. A question, y'all goofy kids.
What?
I want to ask y'all a question, you Mocha D and Carla B. We don't switch the tables a little bit. How would you feel if a man don't go down on you? Do y'all be upset?
Now, see, Carla B, this is different, what she doing. What she doing is different.
I'm not even interested. I mean, would you be to the point like, I can't do this? Because I know someone right now who's got out of a relationship because the man was perfect to her. They had a ball. They did everything. And she said she didn't want to be with him because he didn't ever go downtown.
Well, you need to get her on the show because I...
Well, what's you afraid of?
I don't know. I don't even...
What are you afraid of, sweetie?
I'm celibate. I've been celibate for 10 years.
What's that got to do with what you experienced?
I don't know. I ain't experienced
you
nothing.
Don't know.
I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin. Go ahead, Mocha.
It's trying to clean out the spider web, sweetie. Mocha D.
Oh, I'm sorry. Basically, listen, I know somebody right now that's going through this situation.
No. Mocha D, I'm asking you a question. We ain't
you have 1 minute. 1 minute. You have 1 minute.
Okay, listen, I personally have experienced some things like that when folks get kind of attached. You know what I'm saying? Whether you was having a cycle or not, people still want to, you know.
But I'm saying, do you enjoy stuff like that?
I didn't hear that part. You said, do I enjoy stuff
like
that?
Yeah,
like
you know how girls like, and guys don't, some guys don't like to do it. That's all I was asking you. Are you the type of female?
Okay, I prefer, you're asking me, would I prefer this?
Right.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something about me because I've been through a lot in my life. I personally vibe on my man's mood. So if this is what makes him happy, you know.
Go ahead, Mocha D. Shut your mouth, girl.
If this is what makes him happy and I can just be that vessel. I'm looking in the mirror right now, so I'm like, you know, girl, you look cute, you know. But if I vibe off of him, real true story. I'm gonna stop playing around.
Right.
I vibe off of him. If I love this man, and I don't think that's a great demand. You know what I mean? If this is what he wants. But your question was, do I like it? That's what your question was.
Right.
I like to make my man happy. I like
to
make
him
happy.
Just Bill not asking if you like it. So
you
just don't make him happy and you laying there not liking it?
You know, well, let me tell you something. I don't necessarily have to enjoy some things that's going on, but it's all about him enjoying himself. You know, and I'm not saying so if he want to stab me in the butt, you know what I'm saying, or jam something up in my butt or so. I'm so sleepy.
All right. All right. That's my cue. Thank you all for listening. Mocha D wrapped it up in an ugly bow this evening. And I have to go. Love y'all. Deuces.
He needs you. Driving here fast because